After this, the blessed Ananda thus spoke to the Bhagavat. O Bhagavat, has that Bhikshu Dharmakara, the noble-minded Bodhisattva, after having obtained the highest perfect knowledge, passed away, having entered Nirvana? Or has he not yet been enlightened? Or is he now living and enlightened? And does he dwell now, remain, support himself, and teach the law? The Bhagavat said, Not indeed, O Ananda, has that Tathagata passed away, nor has he not yet come. But the Tathagata, the holy, after having obtained the highest perfect knowledge, dwells now, remains, supports himself, and teaches the law in the Western Quarter, in the Buddha country, distant from this world by 100,000 niyutas of kotis of Buddha countries, in the world which is called Sukhavati, being called Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened. He is surrounded by innumerable bodhisattvas and worshipped by endless shravakas and in possession of the endless perfection of his Buddha country. And his light is immeasurable, so that it is not easy to know the limit of its measure, saying, he stands illuminating so many hundreds of Buddha countries, or so many thousands of Buddha countries, so many hundred thousands of Buddha countries, so many kotis of Buddha countries, so many hundred kotis of Buddha countries, so many thousand kotis of Buddha countries, so many hundred thousands of kotis of Buddha countries, so many hundred thousands of niyutas of kotis of Buddha countries. But indeed, O Ananda, to put it briefly, 100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddha countries, equaling sands of the river Ganga, are always lighted up in the Eastern Quarter by the light of that Bhagavat Amitabha. Thus, on every side, in the southern, western, northern quarter, in the zenith and nadir, in every one of these quarters, there are 100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddha countries, like the sands of the river Ganga, always lighted up by the lights of that Bhagavat Amitabha, excepting the Buddhas, the Bhagavats, who, through the practice of their former prayers, have lighted up the world by their own light, which is a fathom in length, or by their light, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 yojanas in length, or 100, or 1,000, or 100,000 yojanas in length, until their brightness reaches many 100,000 niyotas of kotis of yojanas in length. There is not, O Ananda, any case of likeness by which the extent of the light of that Tathagata Amitabha could be understood. Hence, O Ananda, for that reason, that Tathagata is called Amitabha, possessed of infinite light. And he is called Amitabha, possessed of infinite splendor. Amitaprabhasa, possessed of infinite brilliancy. Asamaptaprapta, whose light is never finished, whose light is not conditioned, whose light proceeds from flames of light, whose light is that of heavenly jewels, whose light has the colour of unimpeded rays, possessed of beautiful light, possessed of lovely light, possessed of delightful light, possessed of attractive light, possessed of pleasant light, possessed of pleasant light, possessed of light that cannot be stopped, possessed of extremely powerful light, possessed of incomparable light, possessed of light greater than that of the lords of men, nay, the lords of the three worlds, possessed of light which bends the full moon and the sun, possessed of light which bends all the conquered gods, Maheshvara, the Shuddhavasas, Brahma, Chakra, and the Lokapalas. This splendor of the Arya is pure, great, producing bodily pleasure, happiness of mind, producing happiness, delight, and joy for men and not men, Kinaras, Maharagas, Garudas, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Nagas, Asuras, and Devas, and producing the pleasure of beings of good disposition.